and welcome to the Word of Life Church podcast. We're delighted you've chosen to spend some time with us today. We believe that today's message has the power to inspire and elevate your faith journey. Before we dive in, we'd like to express our heartfelt thanks to our partners. Your generous contributions make it possible for us to continue spreading the gospel, serving our community, and carrying out our ministry. If today's episode moves you and you'd like to be a part of our mission, we'd invite you to become a partner. Your support has an everlasting impact and allows us to reach even more souls. Now, let's turn our hearts and our minds to the Word as we begin today's episode.
We're in a new series. It is written. Pastor Joel kicked it off last Sunday and just sharing about the words that we're speaking over our lives. What are we saying about ourselves? And one of the things that he really said that just stood out to me was, are we fighting like Jesus fought? And it's like we see what Jesus was able to do in his life. And it's just an example for us on how we can get in his word and see things apply to our life to get results. So as I dive into the message, I want to ask you a question. Is there an area in your life that is fruitless, meaning you aren't seeing the results that you desire to see in that area? It could be one area. It could be multiple areas. But in your life, is there an area where you aren't seeing fruit being produced? I know for me, and we've just seen that video, and being the outreach director at that time, I was driving around Jackson, working around Jackson, and I'm like, Lord, I know there is more fruit to be seen, but why isn't it producing? Why am I not seeing your desired results? Why am I not seeing your promises from your word being fulfilled in the city of Jackson? And he just kept reminding me about, am I doing what he told me to do? Let me get it a little bit more simple. Am I living out the word that he gave me to carry out concerning Jackson? Am I living out the word or the words that he gave me concerning Jackson? One thing that we see in Jesus' life, it comes from John chapter 4, starting at verse 31. It was something that he said about the words of God. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, saying, Rabbi, talking about Jesus, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you do not know about. So the disciples were saying to one another, no one brought him anything to eat. Did he? Meaning like, did he eat? Has he eaten? And Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Now, I know we all love to eat. You know, summer is about to come up. You know, we got some good barbecue going on, some barbecue ribs, some beef brisket. You know, you get a little macaroni and cheese with it. You know, somebody can do a little fish fry. I'll join you at the fish fry. Love some fish. Love some catfish. But here Jesus is saying, my bread is not just to eat physical food alone. My bread is to do the will of him who sent me. How many of y'all have tried to put something together? A desk, toys? You know, you try to put something together and it's like, and putting something together, it's like, oh, sometimes you come across something. It's like, oh, man, I don't need no manual. I know how to do this. I can do this real quick. One, two, three. You know, and so you start putting it together. And then in the middle of the step or at the end, you look at it like, man, something not right. This is not put together right. And so you go back to the manual and you like, oh, that's where I missed it. Step four. And it's like, man, these two screws, they look alike, but they're not the same. I wonder how many of us do that in life. When it comes to ourselves personally, when it comes to the job, when it comes to marriage, when it comes to children, it's like, oh, you know what? If I just do this, oh, it'll work out. But then we do it and it's like, man, what in the world was I thinking? I wasn't thinking at all. It's like it's not working out. And one thing I realized, Jesus didn't try to create his life. He lived his life that was already created. Jesus didn't try to create his life. He just lived a life that was already created. That's why he can easily say it is written, because Jesus lived out the word of God. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. It's another verse that Jesus has said, paraphrasing what they have it on screen. He said, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceed out of the mouth of God. It's good to eat physical food, but we need some spiritual food too. We need to know the word that God has spoken concerning our lives so we can live out that life. We need to know the words that God has spoken about us for our life so we can live out that life. Because either we're living out God's life or we're living out our life, our own version. You are creating culture every day by what you say. You are creating a culture whether you like the results or not. We're all creating culture. We're all creating something. The question is, are we creating the culture that God desires for us to create? Two questions I have for you. Everything that you do with how you will live, see God in your life. Who do you say God is? Who do you say you are? When it comes to your life, two questions. Everything to do with how you will see God in your life. Who do you say God is? Who do you say you are? Who do you say God is? Who do you say you are? Let's give a little context to these two questions. Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 24. Paraphrase. Jesus has come to a fig tree and it has leaves, but it has not produced fruit. It goes back to that first question. Is there an area in your life that is not producing the fruit or the results that you desire to see? Jesus comes to a fig tree. It's not producing fruit like how it should because it has leaves, but at the same time, it's like it is fruitless. Let's look at what Jesus did. And Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Because before Jesus cursed the fig tree, he spoke to it and he said, basically, no more fruit will come from you because it was not producing the very thing it should have produced. And then the disciples said, hey, Jesus, the fig tree that you cursed has withered away. And he says, have faith in God. Truly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be taken up and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says is going to happen, it will be granted him. Therefore, I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them and they will be granted you. Therefore, I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them and they will be granted you. Jesus is faced with the situation. He's faced with opposition. He's not seeing results in an area where he wants to see results, which is he comes to a tree. There's no fruit. So in your life, when you have that situation, whatever it is, that area of your life is not producing fruit. What are you saying about it right now? Are you saying what God is saying or are you speaking from your emotional state? Because whatever state you're speaking from, that's the culture you are creating about that situation. So if we aren't speaking God's words about that situation, we are not seeing the life that he wants us to see. Whoever words you are speaking is the life you are creating for you or someone else. When you speak, it's not just your life. It's somebody else's life as well. Whoever words you are speaking is the life you are creating for you and someone else. When it comes to the Poindexter campus, you know, we saw the update and I can remember God was like, hey, I need you to go out and walk the street. Like, walk the street? What am I walk the street for, Lord? I was like, it's taking so long. Why I need to walk the street? I'm like, I think I need people at that time. You don't need people to walk. You have a left foot and you have a right foot. You can walk on your own. But as you walk, people will come But it first starts with you walking. But if you don't walk alone with me, how can you walk with me when other people are around you? Because you still need to hear my voice even in the midst of other people's voices. So if you don't understand and learn my voice in private time, how will you learn my voice in public time? And so three things the Lord just helped me out in this was pray it out, walk it out, talk it out. Pray it out, walk it out, talk it out. What is praying it out? When I am praying the word of God, I should be writing the word of God, meaning I should have a pen and a journal beside me when I am praying, because all I'm doing is saying what God has already said. I'm not trying to create words. I'm not trying to create a certain outcome about my situation. I want his outcome because his results are always sustainable. So I want continuous results, not just a one time, continuous. So as I pray it out, I want to write it out, meaning I am writing out his word. I am writing out what he's saying. Now I walk it out. I hold it in my heart. When I am seeing my situation, even though I've been speaking about it, even though I don't see the results, I am still to hold it in my heart. Because the enemy is going to come for that word. He's going to come to discourage. He's going to send other people to discourage me from the very thing that God has told me to. Sometimes he even uses myself to discourage me. So Monday I'm speaking. Ooh, God, I thank you. Change is going to come. Then Tuesday, I see something I don't like in Jackson. Wednesday, I don't see something I don't like in Jackson. Thursday, I don't see something I don't like in Jackson. Friday, I see something I don't like in Jackson. Then comes Saturday, Lord, what's going on? Why are you taking so long? He's like, I'm not the problem. You're not speaking my word. You weren't speaking it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, but then you come Saturday with an expectation that it should be carried out. And God is like, I need you to speak my words even in the middle of when it looks like my word isn't working. So I was like, okay, Lord, I got you. So realizing it starts inward, then outward. That's why I have to hold it in my heart. Because whatever's in my heart is going to be produced outwardly. So the creation, that of what I'm speaking about God's word, it has to come in my heart first. Inward, then outward. Inward, then outward. The very pews that you're sitting on, it started with someone with an inward dream, an inward vision. They're holding it in their heart. Then they begin to speak it out, but also too, they begin to apply certain principles. Out of applying those principles, now they see results. It's now put into production, and now you are enjoying the very thing that was created inward first, but now you are enjoying the outward results. And so God is saying there are people that are called to us that will not see the outward results if we don't deal with the inward heart first. Well, how do we deal with the inward heart? Because we all get discouraged. We all lose hope. How do we deal with the inward heart? Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Jesus gave us a solution. When the inward heart gets weary, what does he say? Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So when despair comes, when discouragement comes, guess what? That's weary. That's heavy laden. That's like, oh man, why it's taking so long? I can't believe. And God is saying, you need to come to me at this time. You need to come to me, and in coming to me, you will find rest. It's interesting. I love playing PlayStation. Anybody love playing PlayStation, Xbox? Okay, I got one hand. Man, we're going to have to get some Xbox and PlayStations around here. No, I'm just messing with you. So I love playing video games. And so this weekend and hooking the console up, and I'm like, man, I'm ready to play this game. And sitting there with Chase and Kyla, and we're just ready. But I learned something. In order to get this new game, which I wanted to upload, which is Madden 24, NFL Madden, some data had to be deleted because the console could only hold so much storage. So I'm just going to throw out some 500 KB. So say if it only holds 500 KB, as much as I want to get Madden 2024 uploaded to the console, it can't get uploaded because the storage is full. So in order for me to get that new game, I have to delete some old data from previous games that I played before. So as much as I want to play the game, I can't, because it says you have to enter into rest mode. Man, I don't want to rest. I want to play. I'm ready to play. Got my children up here. We're excited. Let's go, man. Let's go. Can't go nowhere. And so I'm like, okay, let's try it again. Let's delete. It's like, up, can't do it. Before it can be deleted and the new game uploaded, it has to get in rest mode. So finally, I submitted. I said, okay, let's put the game in rest mode. We're going to have to pause. We're going to have to pull away and just let the game rest. So I let the console rest. The data immediately was erased, and the new game began to upload. Context. In praying for us for this message, God is saying there are dreams and desires that you all have, but you can't get to them until you get in rest mode. Because the inward heart has been discouraged. The inward heart has been despaired. And God is saying, I need to delete some of the old things. So when I delete it, now the heart is open, and now I can pour into the new things. I can upload the new things to get you to that destination that you desire to see, which is the outward results. But God is saying, I have to deal with the inward first. And so for us, it's like coming into that place of rest. God, it hadn't happened this month. God, it hadn't happened this week. God, it hadn't happened in 2 years. What's really going on? Find rest unto your soul when you learn of me. Not try to create your own way for the game to upload. You have to follow the instructions of the game. It has to be in rest mode because there's too much storage. It has to be deleted so the new can come. And God is saying there's some things he has to get out of us so things can come in us, so that can come out of us. So it's an inward, then an outward. And God is saying, come unto me, all you weary. So anything that's been bothering you, take it to God. Put it before him. How do you get in rest mode? God, I'm going to stop trying to make this happen on my own. I'm going to turn this over to you, and I trust you to bring it to pass. I enter into rest mode. But I can only do that if I allow him to. So now his word, I can hold it in my heart. Why? Because now his word, it has residence in my heart. Then I talk it out. I get around people that are saying the same thing that I am saying. I'm getting around people that has the same heart for Jackson that I have as well. So I'm getting around people that are saying it is written too. Hey, it is written too. I believe that. I see that. So what God is saying about your life, do you have people in your life that's echoing what God is saying about you? Do you have people in your life when it comes to the word of God for your life that's echoing the same words that God is saying about you? I want to encourage us to write the life that we want to live by speaking God's word. Write the life that we want to live by speaking God's word. What is your desire for marriage? What is your desire for dating? What is your desire when it comes to your child? What is your desire when it comes to your home, when it comes to your job? What is your desire when it comes to the city? Notice when I say your desire, I'm not talking about a desire that you created. The desire that God has given you for your family. The desire that God has given me concerning the city of Jackson. It's nothing but his words. So I know I love these illustrations. iPhone, Android. The creator of iPhone knows iPhone. The creator of Android knows Android. When it comes to things that needs to be uploaded to the iPhone, iPhone does not contact the Android. When it comes to things need to be uploaded to the Android phone, they don't contact the iPhone people. They talk to themselves. They talk to the creator themselves. They talk to the employees themselves that understand the life of an iPhone, that understand the life of an Android, that understand the capacity of an iPhone and an Android. So when it comes to our lives, we have to get in line with what God's word is saying by getting in his word. We have to get in line by getting in his word. So how often do we get in God's word during the week? How often do we get in conversation with God who created us? Do we know more about the job that God has blessed us with than the one who gave us the job? Because when he gave us the job, we was praising him and we was calling everybody and saying, man, I got a promotion. Look at God. He faithful. But 2 months later, man, I don't know what they doing this job, boy. I tell you, man, I just don't know. And God over here like, hey, I'm still here. There's still things that I want you to do with this job. But if you keep saying and speaking out of your emotions and not saying what I'm saying about your job, you will talk your way out of the very thing that I have provided for you. So that's why it's important to get around people that are saying God's words about even the job that he's blessed you with. So me with the city of Jackson, Lord, I know what you've shown me. I got it written out. I'm praying it out. I'm walking it out. I'm holding it in my heart. I'm getting around people and they saying it is written too. But then I got the other. When I turn on the news, it's not saying what he's saying about Jackson. When I go over on this other side of Jackson, it's not saying what he's saying about Jackson. And God is like, go back to that private time. When you at home, it matters what you say. When you in the car, it matters what you say. Even with our son, you know, Chase and our daughter, Kyla, what are we saying? Are we saying what God is saying about their life? I can remember as a kid growing up, because playing football, you know, basketball and baseball with my dad, I just knew without a shadow of a doubt when I have a son, he's going to be playing football, basketball and baseball. So Chase gets born. I'm trying to give him a football his first day home from the hospital and being born. Brother can't even hold a bottle yet. So then he gets 2 years old. He got on the Alabama, you know, fleece. I tried to give him an Alabama football. I got one picture out of that. He posed. That was the last time he held a football. So we got a basketball life group going on. I'm like, man, come on, hang out with dad. We're going to play basketball, you know. So I get him around and we're at the gym there and he doesn't want to shoot basketball. He want to run up and down the bleachers. I'm like, no. Court, son, let's shoot the ball. Doesn't want to shoot the ball. I'm like, man, hey, let's go to Jackson State football, baby. Home of the swag. Let's go. Dad, I don't want to go to the game. Really, man? Like, really? So it got to the point that where I'm trying to get him to do these things. Now there comes a resistance. So when I get to the house, I'm wanting him to run to me, but he's not running to me. He's running from me. And I'm like, man, what in the world is like going on? And so God is like, do you realize who he is? Do you realize why he is created? Do you realize you're not speaking the very words over him that I've spoken over him before he was formed in your wife's womb? So now I'm getting frustrated because I'm trying to get him to live a created life that I want to create from him, from something that I saw in my life at a young age. So now I'm frustrated. I'm weary. I'm like, man, I don't have that father and son relationship. It's bothering me so much. What is wrong with me? Now I'm looking inward like something is wrong with me. So much so, I started to doubt my fatherhood. And God is like, will you see him for who I created him to be? So I'm weary. I'm heavy burden, and I'm coming to God. I'm like, God, I need your help. I need you to learn from me who Chase is, not learn of you, of who you were in your childhood, and now try to create Chase to be you. It's only one Chase. So what did I have to do? I had to come and get in rest mode so God could delete the old data, as in not removing it from my life as a memory that is my childhood, but removing it in a sense so that I can see now and learn of Chase through God. And now God can upload who Chase is to me because I allowed him to remove the memory of a dream that I thought was the dream to have. I thought it was the dream to have my son one day will be just like how I am with my dad playing sports. See, I planted a seed that was never God's seed. And sometimes in life, we plant a seed calling it God and it's not God. And God is saying, I need to remove what you think is a seed that is really a curse. So now I am trying to live out something that I'm calling a seed. But if I keep living that life, I am only cursing what God has created, not even knowing that is what I'm doing in the moment. And God is saying, I need you to get in rest, son, because as you come to me, you'll find rest unto your soul because now you have learned of me. So now that I have learned of God, now I know who Chase is. Now God can upload to me who Chase is. And so I begin to see who Chase is from God's perspective and not my childhood perspective. So now when I look at him, God's like, man, look at him. He over there reading books. I'm like, huh? He reading books. I was like, yeah. So his birthday rolls around. At this time, he's 8, 9 years old. So we got all these gifts. He wanted an iPad, getting an iPad. You know, he wanted some shoes. We got him some shoes. It was a pair of Jordans. Went all the way to New Orleans and found some Jordans. We was there, my wife and I, just having a good time in New Orleans. So he's opening up the gifts. Now he's opening up the gifts. It's like, oh. And then I can remember we had two of his friends that came over. They were older young ladies. Matter of fact, Adri Horn and Ashton, they knew he liked reading Dog Man books. So they gave him, I think it was 8 series and 9 and then the 10 the books, the volumes. So he has all these gifts on the table. They bring those books. He's opened up the gifts and he sees those books. He goes in the kitchen corner and start reading those books. He wasn't paying attention to the gifts. The iPad, the Jordan that we found in New Orleans. I'm like, boy, you don't know. That's a Jordan, boy. You gonna read a book over Jordan? Come on, man. Come on. Gotta help him out quick. And so God's like, did you see who he is? I was like, oh. He said, you know, you like to read books too. He said, why don't you take him to Barnes & Noble? I'm like, so true. Library of books. Whole bookstore. Then we can get us a mocha frap because it got a Starbucks on the inside. So I asked him about it. I said, hey, have you ever heard of Barnes & Noble? I knew he hadn't, but I was like, have you ever heard of Barnes & Noble? He's like, no, sir. I was like, I think we need to go there. So let's check it out. They got a whole bunch of books. And I said, what we can do is, I said, you pick out a book, I pick out a book. We'll each read for 30 minutes. And out of those 30 minutes, when we're done, we'll share why we picked that book and what we learned from it. Rest is history. Where there was resistance, now there's a pulling, now there's a coming. Because I know who he is. I begin to write God's words in my heart, the inward, now the outward, that what I desired, I have. Because I've learned it is written what God is saying about him. And so an area that was fruitless in my life is now producing fruit. Because I'm seeing what God has said about him. So that relationship that I desired, that relationship that I wanted, I have it. But I first had to speak to the mountain that was in the way. And sometimes we don't realize we are our own mountains. So I had to humble myself and ask God to forgive me. Then I had to come to Chase and say, hey, will you forgive Dad for trying to create you and make you an athlete that you were not created to be? Started reading books. Now he's drawing. The artist, we call him. He's in the band playing the saxophone. Notice the three things for me: football, baseball, basketball. The three things for him: artist, reader, saxophone player. It is written. But I first had to move the mountain, which was my own seed. So my question to you today is, what mountain is in front of you that you planted yourself from an imagination or a dream that you thought was God that isn't God? But also, too, what mountain is in front of you that you know you heard from God, but the enemy is trying to discourage you? And God is saying, will you enter into rest and learn of me on how to approach this mountain, on how you need to speak to this mountain, how you need to pray it out and walk it out and talk it out so you can see the results in your life that you desire to see? Because it is written, the life that I have for you. It is created, the life that I have for you. But you first got to get it inward so it can come outward. And as you get it inward, it will come outward. But you first have to deal with and that's literally what we're doing here as a campus. We're literally dealing with the mountain. The mountain that people have been faced with concerning the community, concerning the city of Jackson. It's not producing results and fruits that we desire to see. And God is like, I need you to write down what I am saying to you in the city of Jackson. Because you got to say it first in your private time before it comes to the public time. So I need you to be in your house. I need you to be in your car. I need you to be around people that are saying words about the city of Jackson that I am saying. And as you do, people will be able to live the life that they desire. But it starts with you. Because we're creating culture. We're creating culture every single day. And God is like, will you say what I'm saying? Will you speak what I'm speaking? When the despair comes, when the discouragement comes, will you pick up the word of God and speak it? When the naysayers come, will you still pick up the word of God and speak it? When I tell you to walk the street, will you still get up and walk the street even though no one is around you? I can remember when we opened up the campus, I was like, Lord, these red bricks got to go. It looks so good on the inside. Why I gotta look like this on the outside? Driving up to the campus on Monday, on Tuesday, and Wednesday, and Thursday, it's like, oh, these red bricks. Cracks in the bricks. Are you saying what I'm saying? I know you see the red bricks, but do you see what I see? Are you saying what I'm saying? And so then the money, you know, it came in. And now the money is in. It's January. I'm like, Lord, the paint. It's January. So he brought something to my attention. He said, son, my word is still the same. It hasn't changed. Will I bring it to pass? Yes. But do you understand the season that you are in? Is the money there? Yes. Can the paint be purchased? Yes. But the season that you're in a fall season, which means paint cannot function in fall season. You need the right temperature. So when the paint gets on the building, the paint can stick. And now that the paint is sticking, people can see the beautification. But if you put it on in cold weather, it will not dry. It will ruin. And now it will be a distaste in the eyes of the community. So will you still speak my word even though you know the provision is there? Will you still speak my word with the expectation knowing it is going to happen? It's like, yes, sir, I still speak the word. So I had to move my own mountain, which I believe some of you all's mountain is the same thing that I face with, timing. And because it's not happening in the timing that we expect, we're not speaking his word. So I had to do what again? God, forgive me. I want to stay in your timing. I want to stay in your season. It goes back to rest. Learn of me. Don't try to create something on your own. It's already created. You just have to be consistent in speaking my word. Let's not be hesitators. Speaking God's word. Let's not be the result of God's words not coming into manifestation in the earth because we're not speaking it. So my challenge to you today is, as you look at your life, are you creating the life that you want to live? Or are you allowing God to show you the life he has already created for you? And from that place, that's what you speak. From that place, that's what you expect. Because when you do that, when I do that, there's a relationship can come in no other way. The relationship that I have with my son, Chase, now, it could not come any other way. It couldn't come through basketball, football, or baseball. He was never created for that. Can he still play it for fun? Yeah. But he wasn't created for that. Whatever life that we're going to live, to see sustainable results, to see God's results, we have to speak his words. It is written. How do we do it? Learn of them. As we said last week, Google scriptures on joy. Google scriptures on peace. Men, I encourage you. How can you speak God's words over your life? Psalms 112. Speak it over your life daily. That's simply God's words for you as a man, as a husband. Speak God's word. Psalms 112. Women, how can you speak God's word over your life? Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 through 31. Speak that over your life. Confess it over your life. Write it. Hold it in your heart. Get around people that's speaking out Proverbs 31, 10 through 31, women. Men, get around men that are echoing and saying Psalms 112. Speak it over your life daily. One of my mentors, his life was going in the worst direction it was. He found out about Psalms 112. He starts speaking Psalms 112. Now when he goes to major corporations, he talks about Psalms 112. Now when he's leading his businesses, he's talking about Psalms 112. What did he do? He just simply changed what he was saying about his life, began to start speaking God's word. Now it's not only his business, it's his family, it's his children and his grandchildren. Let's be those who speak God's word. No matter what area of your life is fruitless, you can get God's fruit by speaking his word. Mountains will move when we speak God's word. Mountains will move when we speak God's word. Mountains will move when we speak God's word. Come on up, worship team. Let's bow our heads. Let's pray. God, thank you for your word. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your faithfulness. And I want to say thank you for the opportunity to speak your words. And out of that, Father, I thank you that you have spoken in a way that those in this room have heard your heart, and they take your word and put it into action. Before we get into worship, I don't want to end this service that maybe you're here and you're saying that inward I need help, inward I want to acknowledge that I need it. And out of acknowledging it, I know that God loves me because he has given Jesus his son for me. Reading the scriptures and hearing the scriptures today, I hear about his love for me. And so I want to make Jesus Lord and Savior of my life. Or maybe you're saying today, I have at one point made him the Lord and Savior of my life, but I have not been living out his words in my life. And I want to see that. I want to see my life go in the direction that he's calling me to. If that's you, just simply lift up your hand and I'll pray for you this afternoon. Thank you. I see that hand. Thank you. I see that hand. Anybody else? Anybody else? Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Everyone repeat this after me if you want to. Say, God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for believing in me, that you gave Jesus for me. God, I ask you to forgive me of any sins that I've committed. Jesus, I ask that you come into my heart, be my Lord, and be my Savior. Thank you for being an example for me in living out God's word. I love you. In Jesus' name.